This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, December 30th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. President Obama has failed to deliver on his pledge to create a drastically more transparent federal government, but there's still an opportunity in 2012 for the president to make important changes. If the president adopted basic reforms to how the government provides its data to the public, his failures so far may be a little less memorable. Jim Harper, Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, comments.
During his campaign for the presidency, Barack Obama talked a great deal about transparency and good government practices that he would institute if elected. And he got a great deal of credit on the campaign trail for doing that. And in part, that may have elected him. I believe the promise was made in good faith, and he showed a great deal of effort in the early going, issuing an open government memorandum on his first full day in office. But 2 years along into his administration, a lot of progress was not in the offing. And it occurred to me that the transparency community had failed to say what it wanted. We all want transparent government, but what is that? And so earlier this year, I started working on defining more specifically what transparency is, what publication practices deliver transparency. So in September, I came out with a paper called Publication Practices for Transparent Government and put on a Hill briefing where we issued grades for how well the legislative branch was publishing data about its activities and functions and key decisions, that kind of thing. The grades were quite poor. Earlier this month, I did the same with data going to budgeting, appropriations, and spending. That's largely the prerogative of the executive branch. And in this area just as well, the grades are quite low. Both the Congress and the administration are doing a bad job so far of publishing data. Lots of energy, not lots of results so far.
Is there anything on the horizon that tells you that things are going to improve?
Perhaps coincidentally, or perhaps spurred a little bit by some of the conversation I've been trying to gin up, the House Administration Committee issued a three-page document calling for standards in the House's publication of legislative documents, more like all legislative documents than just key documents. So it's a fairly aggressive call for standards in that area. That's good news, though it's not as good news as some have touted it. The statement that we're going to the moon is not the trip to the moon itself. And so what remains to be seen is how well implemented these standards are. In the paper that I talked about, Publication Practices for Transparent Government, I wrote about four different practices, and I won't go into too much detail with all of them, but you want an authoritative source, that is so that people know where to look for data. You want availability, that's something that's always there, that's complete, it's not encumbered by proprietary restrictions, and something that can always be found. Then there's machine discoverability. So we're sort of rising in complexity and importance as we go. Machine discoverability is data that is placed on the internet in a way that computers can find it. That goes to logical structure, appropriate ways, consistent with sort of traditions on the internet, how things can be found. But the real important thing is machine readability, the structure of the data such that a machine can get its basic semantic meaning and process that for us ahead of time. What really matters with the House Administration Committee standards is whether or not they include machine readability, and that remains to be seen. We'll look forward to working with them if we get that opportunity to drive in machine readability so that we can use our computers to assist us in overseeing the government.
Barack Obama's campaign in 2008, as you mentioned, was transparency in government was something he talked about. He said they would have the most transparent administration in history, which is not actually that hard since the information explosion that we've seen has only been going on for about 20 years. So how likely is this to be an issue in 2012?
Well, I think it certainly can be. We've talked about legislative transparency, and the House Administration Committee representing the Republican leadership is stepping up on that. The administration has not succeeded, and it needs to start showing that it can fulfill campaign promises, because that will be a part of the discussion next year. So it can make similar progress in publishing information about federal agencies, bureaus, programs in machine-readable ways so that the people can start to, again, use their computers to oversee this. So the stage is set for political competition in this area. Transparency, again, which got President Obama roars of applause on the campaign trail, is a real opportunity for Republicans if they follow through on what the House Administration Committee has done. Republicans can really take the mantle from President Obama. But over the next 6 to 9 months, maybe he'll come up with something that is equally powerful and start to really get the agencies to publish information about themselves, the Office of Management and Budget to publish information about the agencies that really start to give us that transparency. All this talk of machine readability, machine discoverability is so much jargon, so it's important to understand why it matters. When the Internet enjoyed the addition of a protocol called HTML, or Hypertext Markup Language, that's when it really blew up. That was a way of expressing things that was amenable to humans. We knew how we were going to get text and video and sound and images. The World Wide Web is what made the Internet popular. That same kind of structuring of data about government will give us that same kind of explosion in availability of information that you saw on the Internet when the World Wide Web came along. And with that, you're likely to see downward pressure on the size and scope of government. You're likely to see a government that reflects better the essential libertarian instincts of the American people. So once Americans have better access to information, they'll be able to take better and better focused action to affect the government. So that's why transparency is a good thing, and these data standards driven into the government will provide, I think, libertarian outcomes.
Jim Harper is Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his writings about government transparency at cato.org.